We were laying and pillow talking, like Josh likes to do, I guess.
Ew, bro. Ew.
And she's like,
I love you so much.
She was just like,
bitch, I just met you.
She was just like, you know, two things. You don't have to wrap up and you don't have to pull out.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there like, hold on. First off, if this was over a text message, I would not respond to that. I would not know how to respond to that. But this is literally on the spot. You're... shoulder is touching my shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm like starting to sweat more than what I was already sweating. And I'm just like, bro, like I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what to say.
Run.
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks. On the phone up and she still chase. The money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 5 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim.
I wanted to bring us in.
No, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of you always attempting to bring us in, because that's what it is. It's never that Tim is going to bring us in.
It's so, good content.
Josh, speaking of, let's go ahead and kick it. Let's not even beat around the bush. Special guest this week is Josh Harris from the Is What It Is Podcast. Yes,
the crowd goes wild.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Living, man. How you doing, bro?
Good, man. Appreciate you coming out. And Tim, let's get back to you real quick.
No, you're fucking dick, dude.
How,
you're,
man?
You're fucking dick.
Am I lying, though? How many times would we have to attempt that intro for you
probably
to get it right?
Probably once or twice, honestly. It's simple.
It's more like two or three times. I love you, though, bro. What's up, Tim? How you
What's
doing,
up,
bro?
Big dog? How you
good,
living?
Good, man. Good. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
I swear, like, Josh, I don't know how when you record your podcast. I know y'all put them out, like, at random.
Yes.
But even with us doing the weekly thing, man, it's just like, it rolls up on us like super quick.
Yeah, bro, it's fun, man. It's like something you can look forward to.
Absolutely.
So what made y'all start the Is What It Is podcast?
Literally, I probably listen to podcasts all fucking day. That's all I listen to while I'm at work. Yusef texts me. He's like, bro, let's start a podcast. I'm like, all right, bet, let's do it. We got to get Matt though. He's like, all right, text Matt. Like a fucking week later, we just got on the mics and started talking. Honestly, nothing really too deep into it. Nothing really past that. We just started chatting on a fucking mic. And it has been fun as a bitch. I really didn't think it would be as fun as it has been or really get as much from it as I am getting from it. But I've had a good ass time.
And what's your podcast again?
It Is What It Is.
Okay.
That's
and
what
who,
it,
who are the hosts, co-hosts?
It's me, Matthew Allen Durr, Yusef Feg Hetar. And that's about it. And we usually have a guest on there.
That's
what's up. That's what's up, man. I remember.
Appreciate the plug.
I got you, bro.
Yusef actually messaged me right after he came back from Charleston, and he wanted to start a sports podcast at first. That's what he wanted to do. And then he called me and said that he was just starting a podcast with y'all two and, you know, kind of wanted to know, like, ins and outs and stuff, man. And y'all ain't even need my help, man. Y'all
bro,
just,
you
y'all
definitely are, put us on a lot.
Y'all
bro,
are exploding,
I appreciate
man,
it.
With the views, and it's great Trying. Content, man. For anybody that hasn't listened to it, man, it is what it is. Where y'all are on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, just SoundCloud. SoundCloud and Insta.
Yeah, so make sure y'all give them a follow. It's great content.
We try.
Their IG is crazy.
Yeah.
If
IG
you just
is...
want a little taste, if you don't want to commit to an episode yet,
yeah,
their IG is crazy.
Shit, true shit, honestly. Yeah.
It is what it is.
And I think it is dot what it is podcast on Instagram. That's
so
cool.
we had Yusef on, and I... Right before, I think y'all dropped y'all's right before us, or
the same day, I think, was the first episode.
It was somewhere close like that, but I saw the intro. Y'all dropped the intro.
Oh, okay.
And I showed it to Tim, and Yusef was here. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Every time we do a podcast and somebody says that, because it's just natural,
it
especially
is.
For me.
Yeah,
I'll say it. I'm like, it is what it is. And all year, it's Tim. He's like, it is what it is.
I have to say it like that now.
Bro,
I can't help
that,
it.
That like, literally is like a life motto for me.
Dude, shameless
so
plug.
Long, bro.
That's such a dope-ass intro. Where'd y'all get the intro from?
So we were going to name it Two Habibis, which is... It was because at first it was going to be me and Yusef, and it was Two Habibis. Habibis just means like love in fucking Arabic. And then I was like, bro, what if we do It Is What It Is? And he was like, I love it. First thing that hit me was a meme. The meme, it is what it is. And I was like, all right. So I went on fucking chopped some music clips up and then just made the intro. And then I was just kind of stuck with it, honestly. Took the Joe Rogan, little part and then cut out his podcast name, his plug, and then plugged us in there. But
is that the podcast pod?
Yeah.
Is that his?
Yeah, that's Nick Diaz after a fight saying that in the octagon. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Nick Diaz is a fucking monster.
Savage.
I haven't really listened to Joe Rogan's podcast. I always catch them on YouTube because if I'm not listening to honestly, if sports are not on TV or I'm not on Netflix, I'm just watching YouTube videos.
Me too.
Nonstop. Like,
I don't even need cable my whole life.
I haven't really even gotten that much into Joe Rogan's podcast, and it's literally the number one podcast in, the world.
Dude, it's so, to say it's good is an understatement. The amount of knowledge that I have just soaked in from that fucking podcast is insane, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to say this because I haven't really given it a shot, but I don't care.
Didn't he have a 2.5 hour podcast with Post Malone or something like that?
4 hour podcast. Was it 4? That they didn't sleep the day before, took shrooms and smoked 3 blunts during.
Yeah.
They talked about fucking aliens and shooting guns from their booty hole. Bro, the type of shit that they talk about is so fucking cool.
I get it. That's why I don't.
It's so aliens. Such a. He just had. You know who Edward Snowden is?
Yes.
The guy who he just had the him
snitch.
On there, bro.
Well, not a snitch. The informant.
No, yeah, he's for the people.
Yeah. 100%. I don't want to call him a snitch because that seems derogatory. Well, but I guess the informant or the informant for the people.
Yeah, because actually the United States government, however you want to fucking rule that, they just ruled what the CIA was doing, what he fucking snitched on, was illegal, and they shouldn't have been doing that.
WikiLeaks.
No, WikiLeaks is a whole... That's,
Wasn't he... Oh.
No, that's a whole other case. That dude's in jail. That dude's fucked. No, this... Snowden released the information to people, and before he got arrested, he had already dipped out.
Yeah.
Oh, so shit. He's been wherever.
He went to Russia, didn't he?
That's where they say he is, but no one really knows where he is. No one actually knows. So... The WikiLeaks thing is kind of funny because they actually touched on that in the Snowden podcast and how, everyone was okay when WikiLeaks was releasing information on one side of the political group.
Yeah, of course.
But the second WikiLeaks started releasing Hillary Clinton's emails, like, hold on, wait a second. Yeah. This motherfucker's got to go to jail for life.
The way it is, man. It's crazy.
It is weird, bro. And, the whole, going to jail for life thing, that's, I feel like we just as quick as we're not, we shouldn't shoot someone and kill them, obviously, right? We shouldn't put people in jail for life for, shit
information
like that.
Leaks.
Yeah,
but,
it's really weird.
You've got to think of the people in charge. You really hurt their feelings. So
yeah, but who are those people? No one knows. Why is
society okay? I think we do.
Okay?
I don't think we know exactly who they are, but I think we all know their faces if it were to be released.
Yeah, I struggle with it because I'm everyone's says government. That's government. And I'm okay, who are these fucking people, bro? Let's show me 10 people and say, that's government. That way I can go all right, I can make a mental image. But when you say government to me, I literally see nothing. So, it's just it's weird to me. It's weird.
Have you seen Quantico?
No.
Do it.
Fucking blow. See, I don't watch Netflix series.
No?
No. I've gotten this weird kick the last year and... TV series before that where I was video games was my new thing I don't do anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just I'm going to try to put time into things that are different. But I don't say it's a waste of time.
No,
or
I understand.
I'm enlightened. But I'm just trying to.
Quantico is very informative. And I think that it actually touches on how shit actually works.
Okay, I'll give it a chance.
You don't have to. I just think it's fucking awesome.
Being serious. Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
All right, I'll give
it a chance.
It's a
Netflix original, if I'm not...
No. ABC.
It was on a huge network first.
It's good, though. I'm not caught up on it, though. I'm not.
Bitch didn't even fucking watch it. I've been plugging this shit for three weeks.
I've watched the first season 2 years before you have, so already...
Yeah, but I'm on the third season now, and I'm kind of upset.
All right, my bad.
But...
My bad, bro. My bad.
Josh... What do you do for a living? How have you been? How has COVID affected you? Let's get a little deeper into knowing you.
I'm going to hurt some people's feelings here.
Let's get it.
You ready for this?
I mean, it's not called uncensored.
I fucking love COVID. All right? And I'll give you...
Hold on. Do you love COVID time or do you love the actual...
I genuinely love COVID time. And and this is why. I have found myself more this year than I have any other year. Maybe that's just because I turned 24, went through some shit... blah, blah, blah. But I related to COVID because I got into this weird, go out every weekend, go get drunk, work my 9 to 5, wake up, wish for the weekend. It's like just fucking hella routine where I'm just doing the same shit, going to the same bars, like just fucking focused. Honestly, just how can I get pussy? What can I do to get pussy? What do I wear to get pussy? And then like
that
went away, bro. And like I was like, damn, I'm not getting no pussy. And I'm like, what do I do now? So like recently, I've just been like focusing on myself. Like genuinely, it's easy to say. You know, I've said that plenty of times on Twitter. Like, I'm gonna focus on myself. I never really fucking did it, but I've been kind of forced to.
So no pussy during quarantine for you,
dude? I've been dry as fuck. Now I will say that is by choice. I'm not sitting here saying I've had bitches.
I was about to say the slay monster.
I'm not saying I've had bitches knocking down my door by any means. That is not the case. But
how many unread DMs you got, bro? Just say it.
I mean, I've sent them and they've seen them. I know they've seen them. But I'm not no bitch. I don't unsend my shit. I die on my hill. All right. If I send some shit, this is what I do. If say I shoot my shot and I miss and they don't fuck with it, I'll tell them, hey, I'll go back to the gym. I'm going to practice. I'll be back.
I will be. You'll hear from me again.
Yes. Yes. In a secret that actually works, you know, bitches love to like your fucking DM. You can like their like. So you get the last fucking word on this shit.
Actually saying the word.
All right. I like the like. I appreciate it. But no, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to not be so fucking simple minded, honestly. Because I was in a relationship my whole fucking life. I never cared about getting pussy. Like this shit was standard, you know. And then I got single and I got just fucking crazy about it. And it's just like, I don't like the individual who's that person. So I didn't want to be that person. Luckily, COVID forced me to slow down. On top of that, I get to work from home.
Oh, that's clutch, bro.
AKA not work.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I do accounting work for James River Equipment. I'm not an accountant because I did not go to college. But I got lucky, got put on. And then they kind of just overlooked a few things, and now I'm doing accounting work for them.
That's what's up, bro.
My boy used to work for James River.
It's a good company.
He got let off during the COVID thing.
Who is it?
Cody.
Cody.
Yates.
Oh, okay. No. I didn't. James River Heating and Air, that seems like probably. Is it?
Yeah.
No, this is James River Equipment. So this is.
Okay, never mind, Cody.
We'll cut that out.
I hope so, actually.
Yeah, I'll start from here. I'll start from here. Yeah, so the James River Equipment. Right on this, right on Route 10. Yeah.
10?
Yeah. So there's one here. There's one in Ashland. They got a couple, you know, all up and down the East Coast. And then a few in Colorado and Arizona, New Mexico.
Hell yeah.
So it's a pretty cool company. Yeah, I'm definitely, I wouldn't say it's fulfilling.
I got you, bro. I
make
mean,
good money.
And we've already talked about our COVID experience, you know, throughout the podcast. So there's no like point in revisiting it. But I kind of feel where you're coming from, man. I mean, I've kind of done the same thing. I can't say that, and I'm not tooting my horn or anything. I can't say that I've been quiet during
tons
COVID.
Tons and tons,
dude. I walked in here, and it smelled like condoms and vagina. Like
yeah,
off
a
the
chick
rip,
was,
dog.
Two
like,
chicks were walking out as you came in. As
yeah,
I heard.
And the weirdest part was he was dapping them up, like "see you next Tuesday" on some homeboy shit.
And they were bathing suits, and I was like, "You obviously weren't swimming here." So like,
I'm like, "Yo, what are they doing?" He was like, "Nothing, man. They're just my maid." Like, hey, damn, bitch.
See y'all later. God. I was like, "Damn." Save
name,
some for the
man.
Rest of us.
Yeah, literally
for the rest of who, Tim?
The what? Rest of Josh and whoever else is listening to the podcast.
Tim's
I'm
in
good.
Love.
Yeah, I'm in love.
I know, bro.
I'm in like right now. So, we got to know Josh a little bit. Let's hop into our first topic. You ready, Bish?
Let's do it.
You ready, Josh?
I'm with it.
Let's get it. So, our first topic is going to be One's Gotta Go. This is kind of difficult, but not
This is
really.
Easy for me. This is so easy.
We're going to let Josh go first because me and you have already talked about this. It just didn't get aired.
Yeah, it didn't get aired, and we talked about that last podcast, and we discussed that with you. We didn't get to share this with the public. So.
Yeah,
okay,
people
so
get too drunk. But anyway.
We always do a One's Gotta Go. So One's Gotta Go, all their music, all their influence on pop culture, all that. It is between Lil Wayne, Drake, Eminem, and Kanye West.
You ready for this?
Josh, go ahead. Kill
what if I told you we live in a world where one of these people is already gone?
Oh.
So this is very simple for
me. I know where he's going.
This is very simple. I will tell you right now, I listened to this guy's music when I played Little League football, and he got me ready to tackle anyone. But Eminem, get that ass out of here, dog. Like, wow. Kanye, I like Kanye because Kanye did more than music. Kanye has vintage. Kanye is a fucking a staple in America. It's like Coca-Cola and Kanye. They fucking side by side.
You know what's amazing?
What?
I thought you were probably going to go for Kanye. Kanye's my favorite artist.
Oh, see, Lil Wayne's my favorite artist. Like, he's my favorite rapper. See, right. I put people in... Kanye's categories. Definitely an artist.
Yes.
Kanye's definitely an artist. But
bitch, I will don't say, come over here and touch my fucking mic, bro. Just tell me what to do, all right? This is my first day.
Well, now you're putting it in your mouth and, like, causing all kinds of stuff. Back it up a little bit.
All right, so right here, am I good?
Yeah, but speak up. Don't always be like,
mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, bro, like, speak up when you talk. Like, it's in a
good... I got a quick question. If you had green stuff coming out of your junk, would you go to the doctor?
I got health insurance, 100%. I'm going. I'm fucking... So, I'm going this second.
So, happens. Do you think I need to go to the doctor?
No, not you. Not you. Because, bro, you're a tank, dog. Like, I love and people that fuck with that shit.
I'm just fucking with you.
That shit brings back, like, fucking high school memories right there.
I used to ask everybody that shit. Made him so uncomfortable.
No, so that's never happened to you? All right, never mind. Can you continue?
All right, so you were saying Lil Wayne is your favorite artist. Kanye is my favorite artist for his first three albums, but go ahead.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying I feel like personally, you ever ask them, like, who's the best rapper alive? They're like fucking Tupac and Biggie. All right, name five songs. If you can't name five songs of Tupac or Biggie, why are you putting them up there? Like, Lil Wayne is so fucking good.
Do you want me to name five songs?
I can name
off
like 17, 20 Biggie songs. I'm going to say Tupac. You got me on Tupac. I ain't going to lie.
Tupac's like, better. But anyways, we won't even talk about that right now.
That's not...
What?
I like Biggie better than Tupac. But I will say, Tupac was in movies. He was
I would say bigger influence would be...
You can't discern the difference because you're from the East Coast. I'm from the West Coast.
And I will say East Coast, Beast Coast. West Coast, they say the best coast, but East Coast, there are dogs on the East Coast.
And Tim knows that.
Tim you got it. All right,
signing off from the Uncensored Podcast. This is episode 5. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. I'm out.
Tim, where's Kanye from?
Chicago.
Okay. Where is Jay-Z from?
New York.
That's like two of your favorite rappers right there.
New York.
There's a lot of... Florida is on the East Coast. Florida alone is... That just staples it right there.
Do we want to talk about West Coast rappers?
No. No.
Where's Snoop from?
Snoop?
Who
gets in the car and says, let's bang Snoop?
Nobody.
Okay, go back to the 90s and ask me that again.
And it stayed there, though.
Bro, I still...
They also wore Eazy-E bell-bottoms.
And Ice Cube.
Pants. Okay, I'll give you N.W.A. I'll give you N.W.A., okay?
They were some savages.
But I would still play Biggie over N.W.A. Like, I get
because you weren't alive during
I was six. Like, six when Biggie was going through his shit. Maybe three, something
you were
like
six?
That.
You were not fucking six.
He died in, what, 98? 97? I
thought it was like 96, 97.
I was two.
So I was like three. Yeah, so I was super young. Either way, no matter whatever.
That's what I'm saying. So you weren't alive for the influence.
Bro, it's affecting me now. Like, I get in the car and like, let's bang Biggie. Like, I don't get in the car and like, hey, let me...
Ten Crack Commandments or what?
That's not bad. It's not my favorite Biggie song. But
as far as Biggie and Tupac concerned, one of my favorite songs is Running with Biggie and Tupac.
Why am I trying to see? Y'all are more hip than me. So I'm like new age. So I'm on some new age.
For me, I'm gonna go Eminem as well. And it's simple because the last podcast that we attempted to do with this topic, it didn't get aired, but we really were confused about like, well, what do you mean by one's gotta go? Like, how are you judging it? And it would have to be Eminem for me because I get in the car and I listen to more Kanye than I do Eminem.
Facts.
And now, if you're telling me who is the better lyrical artist, I would say Eminem, of course, in my opinion. But if you're talking about me personally, what I would get in the car and listen to and whose music I can deal without, it would be Eminem's.
Well, I'm going to fuck this up for all y'all.
Like, I would listen to Eminem in a really dark place. Like, I'd put my headphones on, turn off the lights, keep those candles lit, and play Stan. Like,
Marshall,
repeat.
Marshall Mathers LP2. Marshall Mathers LP2. Recovery.
That shit needs to stay in recovery.
So who are you getting rid of? So who are you getting rid of then?
Wayne.
Oh my, no, you're just trying to piss me off. I'm not even entertaining this shit, bro. I'm literally not even gonna entertain this shit.
That ass is just gonna be pissed.
Bro, that shit gets me teed right now. Like, I'm dead ass. Lil Wayne has made more flops than any artist out there that you have on that list. He has more flops, more bad songs than they've even made, right? Then he made Drake, he made Nicki. He brought the whole fucking game on. You could take a mixtape he made, just a fucking mixtape, no ceilings, and listen to it throughout all day. I don't give a fuck. You don't have to skip a single song. The best rapper, hands fucking down.
So when we were talking about what topics, you know, last night, me and Tim were.
He's trying to piss me off. He's trying to piss me off.
Now that you're a Wayne fan, he wanted to add this in the topic, and I was like, well, we'll keep it in the music.
Hold on. Before you say that, because yes, that's good. But before you say that, I love Wayne, but I'm talking about as far as what I listen to. I usually listen to other artists before I listen to Wayne. And you named it. No Ceilings is my fucking shit. But I listen to every other artist that's on that more than I listen to Wayne. No disrespect to Wayne. I guess it is kind of disrespectful.
Bro, that's like, dude, Eminem literally couldn't hold Lil Wayne's fucking nuts while he's fucking his girl. That's how disrespectful that is.
I think that's completely untrue, but like, I respectfully disagree.
I'm saying from a standpoint of just fucking culture. Just affecting
culture,
people's
life.
Hold on.
If you
want to
go culture,
he's completely changed it. He's completely
Eminem didn't change culture. A white boy getting into the game and
good for him.
It?
His skin is different, but I don't really care about that. I'm talking about like,
I understand, but think about how difficult that is to get respect.
Not when you're fire.
Let me ask,
when you're fucking
Tim,
fire.
But Tim, let me ask you this though. Let me ask you this. Do you really get in the car and like, I'm about to play this Eminem? I just feel like you get in the car and you would play Wayne before you would Eminem.
No. But see, I had this time in my life. I lived in Northern Virginia, and when the Marshall Mathers LP2 dropped out and Recovery dropped.
Okay, this is different.
I see what
you're saying.
I'm talking about as far as personally.
This is your life experience. Okay, I'll say this much. If you get rid of Lil Wayne, and I genuinely believe this, you don't have Drake. You don't have Nicki. And them two, Drake alone is the greatest artist ever in my, I don't even like Drake, okay? I don't like him. I just listen to his music because it's force-fed into my ears. If you don't have them two, bro, you almost don't have a whole fucking generation of music.
But, I mean, you're saying the same thing. I mean, no one's getting rid of Kanye, but think about all the people Kanye put on.
Yeah, and that's why I kept him. That's why I kept him. Who's Eminem put on?
50.
You would have a Nicki.
That's about it. I mean, no, you have other
I mean, you probably would. I'm not saying, I would never say you wouldn't, but I'm saying back in that time, if Lil Wayne endorsed someone, bro, you were in.
And I've listened to plenty of interviews.
Like, who's Tyga?
Yeah. And I've listened to plenty of interviews of Drake, like, saying that he would always respect Lil Wayne, like, no matter what. Because as soon as Drake came in and, like, you know, Wayne listened to Drake from day one, Drake was allowed to do his own thing. Wayne never told him what to do, how to do it, do this or
right,
do that.
But Nicki was fucking with Kanye before she fucked with Wayne.
See, I don't know about all
and
that.
As well, Drake probably still would have been put on because of Jay-Z. So I think we still have these artists.
And I couldn't argue that because that's just like what ifs. But I'm gonna simply say this much: they wouldn't be who they are today without Lil Wayne. But like,
I think you
number
might
one,
be wrong.
Name a number one Eminem had that people bumped.
Stan? I think there's a couple.
I'm just asking. I don't know. My name is.
I would say Real Slim Shady. Superman.
Yep. Two.
Stan.
And I didn't like Superman.
Probably Lose Yourself.
Oh, there's right. And then Not Afraid. There's tons.
Not Afraid. And there's
tons.
And they love The Way You Lie with Rihanna. So
that weak ass one he did for D4L with D4L.
Oh yeah, that was weak. I didn't
My
like
chick,
that.
I think it was called.
Yeah, something
maybe,
like that.
Maybe not.
Whatever. But I'm with you because I don't get in the car and I'm like I respect him. Like, I think lyrically he's one of the best ever. I really do.
I
but
agree.
He's good at
what he does.
I'm thinking about it and like, Drake is my guy. So I listen to everything by him.
He's good.
He tries to be Drake.
No, yeah. That is not true.
He looks like him.
No, I don't. Stop saying that.
He's got that five gum hairline and everything. All right, we gotta hop to another topic, but real quick, I will ask the question that I asked you earlier.
So, Tim wanted to know. Yeah, go ahead. It was your topic.
If you could choose, I know there was a few Sorry for the Wait, but No Ceilings versus the original Sorry for the Wait.
Bro, no, what's like better? No Ceilings to me. Yeah. Like, Watch My Shoes. When I listen to that song, I know.
Yes.
I'm not kidding with you. If you turn that on, I could go word for word, every single fucking, I know every one of them. I'm not kidding. I've listened to it that many
times. I'm with No Ceilings, too. And
Same here.
I will say that.
It's so good.
All of Wayne's mixtapes are better than his albums, in my opinion.
Oh, I wouldn't argue with that. But I will say his albums for, like, I'll say this much.
Carter 3 was like a...
Dude, man. Okay, imagine this. Imagine if Lil Wayne died after Carter, okay? If he dies, the problem with Lil Wayne is he didn't die, and he got tired. No, seriously.
I get you.
He didn't die, and he got tired of being a fucking puppet and continuously making the same music. So guess what? He made rock and roll. He did whatever the fuck he wanted, and people were like, I don't want to listen to this bullshit.
No, all of it's
But
slap,
I
though.
Love that. I love the fact that he was like, nah, I'm not going to continue to make these fucking same songs that people will listen to. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And if my fans love me, like, for who I am type shit, they'll listen to my music.
So, real quick, one answer, no explanation. Favorite artist of all time?
X.
X to the Z?
No, just, like, X. Tentacion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kanye.
Cole would be mine.
I think those are good answers.
Kanye also put on Cole, but go ahead.
I agree.
He did. No, 100%.
Kanye is a genius.
He was like, doing producing and putting people out way before he was even a successful rapper.
Yeah. No, like, I'm actually not a huge Kanye. I don't listen to a lot of Kanye's music, but he has a really good song with X that I like, and it's fucking, it is fire, and it's like, it's probably one of my favorite songs, honestly. So that's when I started liking him even more.
All right, okay. So let's go ahead and jump into the next topic. Craziest stories that you've made up to get out of a situation.
Ooh.
Josh, you want to go to bringing us in?
I will say,
you can give as many as you want. I
probably got two, but I'll start it off, let it go around, and come back.
Yeah, that's cool.
I got a hickey fucking like ninth grade. Super dope. Like, it was so sick. I remember nutting midway through the hickey. So I get home. It's like right before Thanksgiving. I get home and like it is a fat ass hickey on my neck. Like this bitch was having a blast on my shit. And I'm like, what am I going to tell my mom? So I get to the house. Actually, I'm sorry. We're fucking being children throwing these stale ass marshmallows, right? And these marshmallows are not little. Like, they're like thick-ass square marshmallows. And one of them hits me, right? So I'm like, boom, idea, perfect. This is going to definitely fucking work. Get to my house. They're like, Josh, what's on your neck? Is that a hickey? I'm like, no, my friend threw a stale marshmallow at me, and it hit me in my neck. And now I have a hickey. To this day, my brother calls bullshit on it. And my mom's like, that's such a bad lie. He would never make that up. Like, it had to have happened. I'm like, yep, mom.
It's
yep.
So bad it's believable. That's good.
Your brother's not going to listen to this.
Nah, and if he does.
It's over now.
Mom, he finally admitted it. After
I told you.
Listen, I don't want to hear that shit.
Literally, yeah.
Bitch, what you got? I'm having a hard time thinking of one.
All right, so obviously I could go on multiple times about the classic get Bobby to call up to work and say, there's a family emergency, I need to leave work just to come party with y'all. I'm talking about this. These were like motel days, I'm sorry.
So, I was going to say, don't get fancy on
so me. Those were, those, yeah, so I mean, those are just the classics. So I will go with, I invited a girl over, which you know her. I don't know if you do. Not dropping no names.
Okay. And you will later.
I will take a shot later. Sure.
Got it.
But anyways, so she came over and hung out. And, you know, we did our thing.
He fucked her.
I mean, we were just chilling in bed, and everything was going great. And she started talking to me about her feelings, about how she's really starting to like me. And I was pretty young. This was like my second year living in this apartment. So I was probably 23, and I'm 27 now. So, like, I didn't know how to, like, express my shit or, you know, how to...
Yeah.
How to talk about like what to do or anything like that. So when I was talking to, I was like, man, like I'm just sitting there thinking in my head, like, what do I do? What do I do? So I'm rolled over. I'm like, well, you scratch my back. My back is like fucking killing me. So she's scratching my back, right? And as she's scratching my back, I'm texting Shaq. I'm like, bro, I'm in a situation. I need you to call me in 11 minutes. Not 10 minutes. I said 11 minutes. Call me in 11 minutes and, you know, tell, I'm a, just be like, yo, you got to come, bro. Something happened. I'm not going to put out there what he said. But I'm like, yo, you got to call and make it seem dramatic. I got to get out of this situation or whatever. So we did.
My cousin's fucking my dad. I need you to come fight my cousin.
P-Hub is right there, dude.
So honestly, it was something along the line. I'll just say it. Somebody, it was an accident.
Oh, God.
And I was nervous, and I played it off pretty well. Like, I deserved an Oscar. This
motherfucker got to act. Yeah, he's like, and he's then fucking acting.
And now that I think about it, though, honestly, I feel bad as shit about it, because her staying the night, or which I didn't even mind. It was her just, like, our second time hanging out, and she's just, like,
yeah,
laying a lot on me. Like, yeah. I didn't know what to do. Like,
playing counselor.
Now I would know. I'm good. Like, I would know shit to say, but then I was just like, yeah, I got to get out of here.
But
so
realistically, and this is just my personal opinion, call me a dick, I don't care. But like, bro, don't tell me these things. First off, I don't know you. Second off, I'm going to be real. Everyone's got shit going on. So like, let's not talk about like I had this girl, dude, like, we just started talking, whatever. I told her I was allergic to cats, bro. Like, base level conversation. You know what she goes? That's really cool that you know that. My parents didn't take care of me, so I don't know what I'm allergic to. And I'm like, bro, what do I say to this?
So yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's all I can say.
To inverted. You're like, yeah. Dude, you just got to leave.
Are you going to fuck me? Because I don't have a dick anymore. This is literally pointless.
But yeah, I haven't had to do anything like that here recently. Because now, like, and I think I said this on the last podcast, like, if we match on Tinder or we just talking DM-wise, whatever my intentions are, I'll let you know straight up. Like, I don't even play games anymore because of shit like that. Like, I'll let you know what I'm trying to do, where I'm trying to go. But I'm not going to be the one that's be like, yeah, I'm trying to wife you. Like, I just started DMing you.
Yeah.
So it was really weird for this person to be laying in my bed the second time I've hung out with them or met them. I mean, the first time we only hung out for like 30 minutes. We like grabbed a bite to eat or something. And now she's laying all this heavy shit about how she really cares about me. And we didn't even like text every day or all day. Sheesh. So I was just like really like fucking blown. I was like, I can't do this.
So I should stop telling girls I want to marry them on Tinder?
So I guess...
I'm not going to even get into that. I guess, sorry, go ahead.
Josh can go again because honestly, I don't really have anything. Like, I don't... I usually...
How about this? Have you ever nutted quick?
Tons of times.
Okay, what did you tell them? Like, I don't... Oh, there's... Everyone's got that little, like, oh, man, that shit was fire. But, like, what'd you say? What's the worst thing you said?
Mine... I'll tell you mine real quick, straight off the block.
Boom.
I haven't had sex in a while. Which okay. is a lot, which has been a lie.
Okay.
A chase is a race.
Bro, this is actually some gold I'll give you. I fucking... So, I'm like... We're at the bar, okay? I'm talking shit to this girl. I'm, like, telling her all this, like, cool shit I'm going to do.
All this cool shit.
We get to her fucking house, bro. And she does, like, I've said this before. She does some shit, like, out of a movie. She fucking just sits on my dick. Like, boom. Just. And I'm, like, I'm fucked.
That shit will fuck yeah, like, I'm fucked.
And it wasn't like she just did that and got. No. She sat there. And I'm, like, yo. And I'd look at her. I'm, like, yo, I'm actually about to come. She thought I was joking. I'm, like, no, like, I'm dead ass. I'm about to. And she's, like, gets up, right? That's it. So I don't even say anything about it. I'm, like, I'm just going to act like this shit didn't happen. Go round two. Boom. Didn't happen. So we're laying there talking, right? And this bitch hits me with. This is where it gets bad. I ain't gonna lie. She hit me with, so you like to pillow talk after you come? I said, oh, I gotta go, dog. I gotta go home, like,
Mom?
Right now.
My
literally.
Mom's calling. I'm sorry, dude. It's an emergency.
Bro, I remember leaving that night, like, thinking to myself, like, I am a bitch, bro. Like, that was terrible.
There's been plenty of times where it's happened, like, super fast. But to be honest with you, I feel like I've had more of not being able to.
Oh, I said it's never happened.
What?
I wake up I'm talking fucking like I'm ready to go, dog. No,
but like I'm in it. Like I'm going. Like it's happening. But like it's just not happening. Like that finale is just not happening.
Never. Shout out to my boy Jesse, R.I.P.
Hold on.
He always used to say, "Come when I come, or come when I come back."
That's usually a good one. It's usually when I drink, though. Like, if I'm super drunk, I don't have a problem like getting hard or anything like that. But finishing, yeah, it's
so how most many times not gonna happen. It?
I've never.
Nah, I don't.
I faked it like probably 4 or 5 times. Like I'm just fucking beat, tired of doing work. I'm like, oh shit, and then it's just a little.
I'm gonna keep it real, dog. If I tighten up my legs, that's give me fucking 6 pumps. I'm done, dog. I'm straight, yo. Like,
dog, it's something with that locking up, though. Yo, I'm with you.
Your knees are shaking. You're like, oh, like, oh my god, what is going on? It's like a fucking demon.
Also, with Bish, I'm with the drinking thing. Alcohol has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, see, like, I've never been that fucked up. Like, cause my thing, if I'm too fucked up, I'm going to sleep, dog. I'm not fucking. Like, I'm selfish. I'm going to sleep, bro. I'm not in this. I'm
wingman for this dude, Bish, and I'm just going to keep it at that. So, coming up with our next topic.
I had a good night.
Moving on. You're welcome, bitch. I'll catch a grenade for you. Anyways, coming up with the next topic, what we got here is, what does it mean when a girl says, you don't have to pull out.
She's fucking psycho. Run.
Run.
Literally, we can end it at that, in my opinion. Do the fucking, start sprinting and just bounce that ass out of there. Do the dash. Yeah, bro, I'm not into that. Like, nah, I'm not with that shit. I'm really not. That's not. No.
So I'm trying to set this.
He's trying to articulate himself to where he doesn't sound fucking crazy.
I'm trying to explain like where this topic came from. So all right, so I don't think this person listens to the podcast, and even if they did, oh well.
Yeah.
So I met this girl on Tinder. She wasn't in Richmond super long. So she was ready to bounce, and she's actually not even here anymore. So what had happened was, you know, we ended up fucking, as Josh would say.
Yeah.
You know, no terms of messing around, straight up fucking.
Yeah.
And we were laying and pillow talking, like Josh likes to do, I guess.
Ew, bro. Ew.
And she's like,
I love you so much.
She was just like,
bitch, I just met you.
She was just like, you know, two things. You don't have to wrap up, and you don't have to pull out.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there like, hold on. First off, if this was over a text message, I would not respond to that. I would not know how to respond to that. But this is literally on the spot. Your shoulder is touching my shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm, like, starting to sweat more than what I was already sweating. And I'm just like, bro, like, I don't know where to go from here. I don't know what to say. And I was just like, yeah, I know. That's all I could say. It was like, yeah, I know. And I would have said,
okay, call your father and say those exact words over the phone to him.
It just shocked me because I'm like, what?
What the fuck?
But like, the more I talk to like, I've been told that before.
I'm going
to
be real, bro. That's a thing.
Not the exact way.
No, that's a thing, bro.
But bro, it's.
The problem I think that people don't understand is two things. One, I've been told many times, like, don't wear a condom. That shit's annoying. And I'm like, all right, fair. Like, I agree. But I'm also in the situation where I don't fucking know you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know you. And if you're letting this slide, first off, bro, a girl who says that, like, that's now, shaky as
if
fuck.
If we are in a relationship and things like that, that's different.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
what I mean?
100%. I'm actually
not wrapping up and stuff like that.
I've actually never come in a girl. Hot take. I dated a girl for 8 years. Never, not fucking once.
Wow.
Not well. Granted, she wasn't on birth control, and I wasn't. I was like, you know what? My pullout game is phenomenal. People talk about it. Like, there's a rating on my 2K character pullout game. I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
I'm like 99.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, people talk about it, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all heard about it or not.
Ask the streets, bro.
Yeah, Tim's pullout game is not very much that impressive.
Yeah, you got a baby.
Speaking of, how's Tim's Jr.? How's
Tim
Jr.
is awesome. And guess what? My pullout game is 110%.
That was on purpose, right?
I'm not really going to talk about that. But it wasn't lack of effort on the pullout.
Speaking of, my man's almost won.
Dude, next week, birthday party. It's going to be a bash.
That's
if
dope.
You're free next, I believe it's Saturday.
I'll be honest, I'm having a fight night party that day.
That's fair.
UFC fight's going to be crazy.
Who's
that
fighting?
That's Costa and Israel Adesanya. Two undefeated.
Dude, I love him.
Oh, yeah, they're both undefeated, and they're both absolute savages.
But his fight style.
Oh, dude, they're both. There's a fight tomorrow night. Colby Covington versus Tyron Woodley. That's going to be insane.
That is going to be good.
It's going to be insane.
All right, so are we done with this? Tim, did you want to comment more than just run?
I'm super good.
Are we all running? I couldn't get up out of my own bed and run out of my own apartment in that situation. So
yeah, that's called Uber.
Yeah, I got caught up once.
Well, she drove here, so.
Oh. Yeah, let's hear it.
It was during the process, and she looked me dead in my eyes and told me to do the do.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's happened.
I want to talk about this, too.
I did it.
You did it?
I did it.
Oh, bro.
Do y'all feel about this? How do you feel about girls?
The leg wrap?
The
locking.
The locking key. I mean, that's, you know.
Come here,
they got
boy.
The lock. They got
he gave
the,
his back. He gave his back.
Literally. They got the lock and we got the key. I'm talking about when a girl, like, how do y'all feel when a girl looks at you? I don't know if this has happened to you, but this has happened to me multiple times. When she looks at you and says, put a baby in me.
No.
I'm not talking about a random girl. Somebody I've been dating.
No, automatically inverted.
I would look at her and like, you just made my dick soft.
Yeah, exactly. Inverted.
Like, if she's coming me, I'm going to be like, oh, like, boom, done. Did
it. Well, that's happened.
But I wouldn't come in her. That's
that's happened before. I feel like that's happened to most men.
I feel because girls hear it on porn, and they're like, that sounded dope.
That's why I wanted to say that. That's why I wanted to switch it up, because I've been told.
Put a baby in me?
Nah.
You just start crying like a baby.
I got a deeper story that I'm not going into that we'll talk about after the podcast.
Are you willing to marry this chick?
I wasn't. I mean, I was.
Okay, but listen here. I have a deeper understanding now that I have a child.
So you've done the done. Like, you did it.
Yeah, but we were completely doing what we were doing, knowing that we were trying to have a child.
No. I agree. That's awesome, honestly.
Right.
Because I was not planned.
But
there's no way.
If someone says it to you and you don't want to put a ring on their finger and you don't want to be with them for the rest of your life, absolutely never ever do that.
But see, the way that I feel it is, like, if you're in a relationship, you want to, at least for me, you want to be with that person the rest of your life. Because for me, I'm not going to sit there and waste my time dating somebody.
Okay.
And I don't want.
So I was going to save this for later, but let's talk about your ex. If you put a baby in your ex, not a great situation for you.
But that's now, looking hindsight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No. But it wasn't even hindsight. But maybe he was blind, but nobody else was.
But when you're in those situations, though, like, if when
that shit was talking,
I don't know when
that pussy was talking. That's got to be the, like, I'm gonna be real with you. The fucked up scenario out of this. Take all fucking everything out of the equation. Right, all the craziness. Okay, when a man, and this is my opinion, when a man is in a vagina, okay. Your fucking thoughts are so one track. If she says, put a baby in me, there are individuals out there that are like, okay, I'll just do it. Like, that's a rough one.
Right, but then as soon as you finish,
yeah, you're like, what did I just do?
You get back to
true.
You're like digging it out.
You're trying to get it out.
Exactly.
A rapper said it.
But if you're in...
Oh, wait.
But see?
As soon as I come, I come to my senses.
Listen. Listen to who he's fucking reciting.
That
the one he wants to get away.
That is one of the realest lyrics I've ever heard in my life.
What about the... I can't remember off the top of my head, but the latex. Better wear latex before you get the latex.
That oops.
I think I'm latex.
Come on now.
No, I love Wayne.
Come on now.
And a great song, Lollipop Remix with Kanye.
Dude.
I love Wayne. But my thing is, I don't bump Wayne. It's just personal listening.
All right, so we're talking about relationships and stuff, and me and you were single.
Yes.
So I guess this is a question for us too, and you can answer it too. I mean, if you
real
want.
Real quick, all three of us are going to take the shot real quick.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, cool. Let's get it.
By the way, we're almost at an hour.
Perfect. Money.
Tim loves filling these shot glasses up.
That's the point, ain't it? So,
boom, money.
I guess I'm not exactly.
I meant to say this because the game's on right now. How about the fucking Clippers blowing a 3-1 lead?
That's like as bad as me getting bumped out of the playoffs.
I just want to say, I do not want to hear Kawhi Leonard being mentioned as the best player in the world ever again. Unless he does something like spectacular over his career. Yeah. That's one of the worst.
What if the Nuggets bounce the fucking Lakers? Then does he get a fucking free pass? Because
I don't want to say he gets the only reason I say he doesn't get a free 3-1. Pass. It was 3-1, and then two. I mean, the last game he was pretty bad. It'd be different.
It was terrible.
It'd be different if he dropped like 28 points and they still lost. Like, I can't come at him too hard for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, him and Paul George were pretty terrible.
So I have a question. Since we're switching topics to sports real quick, I honestly believe that Kawhi would have had a better career if he stayed with the Spurs.
I think he had a better career if he stayed in Toronto.
Imagine if he went to the Heat.
Oh, my God.
That's where he was going to go. It was the Heat or the Clippers.
The Heat look fucking nasty. I don't know if Paul George is that guy.
I'll tell you. He's not that guy. He's fucking ass.
And can we – I don't know how you feel, but can we agree that LeBron is still the best player in the world?
Currently, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And I would say right now the only person that would – compete with him would be KD, but I don't know how bad that Achilles is going to affect him. I really don't. I really hope it doesn't because I love KD when he's healthy.
When is he coming back?
Next year. I mean, he's
pretty healthy right now. I'm now with Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's a KD. He's loved KD since day one.
KD is going to be able to put the whole team on his back.
He's got Kyrie.
Well, he doesn't have to. He's got Kyrie. And even without Kyrie, that Brooklyn team is a pretty well-built team right now.
But I don't think that it's finals contention
with KD and Kyrie. It is.
In the, yeah,
I would put them number one in the East next year.
Yeah, but the East is
and
ass.
Talk about a choke job.
If they mesh and do great, then yes. But they're gonna have to play off of each other.
I think they're going to. I think
they're both
be fine.
Just ho enough that they will.
I think
like,
they'll be.
I like Kyrie. Be great. I'm a
I
big
fucking
Kyrie
love
fan.
Love KD. KD's my favorite player. That's why I follow KD.
But we can agree they're ho. Like they got fucking.
I've never met a more mentally soft player. Oh, I'm sorry, emotionally soft player than Kevin Durant.
It might be Kyrie, if anyone.
His feelings get hurt more than anything. I mean, my man KD had a burner account.
Yeah, that's weird.
But after a year off.
I switched it from personally or emotionally to mentally because no matter how soft KD is emotionally, he doesn't let that affect him on the court.
Right, but after a year off, I think that he's going to have a different mentality. I think he's going to go harder.
Yeah, when you get an injury like that, that shit does make you come back. Like, it makes you have, like, it's like anything. If anything is taken from you, like COVID, back to that for a quick second. When shit gets taken from you, like, damn, I don't want that
to
happen.
I wish I could just go out to the restaurant and not wear a fucking mask.
Exactly, yeah. So I agree with that. When KD comes back, he might be fucking a savage.
I'm not comparing him to Kobe at all, but I think that he'll have more of a Kobe mentality. Give me the fucking ball, I'm going to make the play.
All right, real quick before we get off sports. LeBron gets his 4-3? I'm going to say yes.
I mean, if he doesn't, that's pitiful.
That'd be cool, though. That'd be cool. I'm with it.
I agree with you, but, I'm a big LeBron guy. Miami looks really good. They look really good.
I'll be honest with you.
But I don't know if they have anybody that could stop AD.
If he loses to Miami, come on, man.
He's got a lot to prove at that point.
Yeah, but he already lost to Dirk. And to me, that's a stain. That's a cum stain on your forehead.
It is a stain.
When you're with Miami.
Yeah, that was a big choke job. But I put Kawhi's ahead of that because it was 3-1.
Bro, but he had Bosh,
and he
Dwayne
left to
Wade.
Go to the Clippers. I know.
And it was in the finals.
But it's not like LeBron had choked and had like 14 points like Kawhi did either.
But do you not
remember?
Didn't
he have a bad game in that series?
I'm sure he did.
I think he had. I may be wrong.
No. I don't know. That was a long time ago. What's up? Were you about to say something?
No, I'm good now.
What were you about to say?
Do you not remember when it was 3-1 with Steph Kerr? Oh, Steph Curry?
I like Steph Curry, but why are you bringing that up? What do you mean?
Because didn't they choke a 3-1?
Who did? No, Steph Curry choked with 3-1. The Cavs came back and won that.
That's what
and
I'm
then,
saying.
And then, yeah. So why would that be against LeBron?
Not against LeBron. I'm talking about a great fucking team.
Oh, yeah.
A great fucking team choking a 3-1. That's like up there.
But then again, not to throw KD under the bus, but they were up 3-1 against Golden State, and they choked that away, too.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't feel like Denver's getting enough talk that they came back from 3-1.
Two times.
Not once. but twice. They're 6-0 in fucking.
Right now, game one of that game is on right now, and
it's Lakers pretty close though.
Lakers only up 2, I think. So.
Yeah.
But if the Lakers want to keep their rhythm, if the Lakers want to keep their rhythm going, they might as well just lose game one because they've lost game one the last two series and then won the rest keep of the pumping. Way.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and jump into the next topic. And this was actually, how do you determine whether the person that you're talking to is more than just a Netflix and chill type of person?
When I read this one, I initially thought, if a girl is willing to come over to Netflix and chill, then she's a Netflix and chill girl.
So let me ask
you.
So
that's controversial.
Well, let me ask
that's
you
just
this.
For me. That's for me. Like, if okay. you're willing to, like, if I don't have to take you to dinner. Or, like, hang out with you in a public setting or, like, go to the park or do something. If you're just willing to come over to my house late night, watch some TV, bro, we both know what we're 20-something years of age. We know what we're trying to do here.
Right, but so, let me throw this scenario at you because I've had girls that don't want to come over, want me to take them out to dinner, which, that's where your situation comes into play. But I've been in situations as well where they do come over, but they're not down with taking anything past whatever base.
And
How do you play that off?
I mean, I'm very passive in general, but when it comes to that shit, like, I'm like, I don't, you could sit on the fucking couch and we can watch TV. I really don't give a fuck. But in the sense of, like, first off, we're on Tinder. I feel like everyone knows what Tinder's for. We're not here to fucking. Yeah, we're not here to beat around the bush. We're here to fuck.
But let's be honest. How many Tinder accounts do you come across and then a girl's bio says, if you're looking for a hookup, swipe left?
Yeah, and those
she should be on like fucking Farmers Only,
and she's the one that's getting fucked in the ass. Like that's the freakiest one out of all of them, dog. Like that, she's just throwing up a fucking shade because her brother has a Tinder.
Give me the like, Carfax.
Yeah, like those are those. Her mom's a super Christian. Her brother has a Tinder, and she doesn't want to look bad. That's what that is, in my opinion.
All right, so let me ask you this then: if she fucks on the first date, does that?
She belong to the streets for me. Oh. That's straight. Hey, look, I belong to the streets too. Then at that point, I'm not the man for you. But look, if I'm this is any human, bro.
What man is not fucking on the first date if given the opportunity, though?
I've not done it.
What do you mean?
I have. This is gonna sound
so.
Super
she's
fun.
Tried.
I have literally looked at a girl in her face and said, "If we fuck, I'm going to lose interest," and she called me an asshole. Then we fucked. And I lost interest. But I told her up front, bro, like we were doing whatever, making out whatever, and then like I did not think for one second that we were gonna fuck that day. We went out to dinner. I didn't think she was coming back to the crib at all. I thought this was like something whatever.
So what about that though? You took her out to dinner first?
But bro, like this is you're asking. So this is me.
I know so many.
Yeah,
different
no, this
questions,
is
so
this is
get,
no, no, this is fair.
From.
This is I like this. But like, I don't want people to be like, oh my god, like if he fucks him, then that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying in my mind, just like in anyone's mind, bro, the chase is the fun part. And unfortunately, I'm not saying like. It also comes down to another thing. If I can have a super deep, like intellectual conversation with this individual, I probably won't care. But the problem I run into is, bro, I've only had like a deep conversation with like two people in my whole fucking life, outside of just like, fuck, like oh, like what do you do for a living? This like just hookup talk. So like, maybe I'm young and like dumb type shit. But that's where I feel like.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay.
I just feel like if I was able to fuck you on our first date. How many other people are you fucking on their first date? Not, you know what I mean? Same. Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
So for me, I guess if it's on, I'm pretty good at catching vibes. I'll say anybody. I'm pretty good at catching vibes on Tinder or any type of DM. Like I kind of get what the girl wants and what she's interested in.
Fair.
But like if I take her out to dinner and like I have fun, like I really enjoy myself talking to her, and she decides to come back and we end up fucking. I'm not going to be like, that's it for me. Like, I'm not going to cut it off like that.
I'm going to agree with Bish that fucking on the first night really has no merit as to how this thing's going to go for me.
I can respect that.
Because, like, if there's a connection or something, Like, it'd be super dope if we fuck on the first night. But at the same time, I'm not going to knock you for it. I mean, if I don't like you, I already know why I don't like you. But it's not because you give it up on the first night.
I guess I should rephrase. All right. Because when you say this, I see my flaw. I'll say this much. I have yet to run into a female, and I'm not saying they don't exist, or a woman, that I have fucked on the first night that I was able to get past, like, a deep, just mental relationship.
Okay, so when you break it down like that, and I'm sitting here thinking about it, now, I have my personal preference, like I said, that it wouldn't be I wouldn't cut it off because of that. But now that I think about it, everybody that I've been in a relationship with, I've been in 4 serious relationships. We did not fuck on the first night.
Yeah.
So I guess I can see where you're coming from. I've been in situations where we do fuck on the first night, and it doesn't, like, I still try to, you know, do whatever for me. It just didn't work out for whatever reason.
I have, like, the one thing I can say that I'm actually proud of, there's nobody that I've ever hooked up with that has any animosity towards me. Like, I don't fucking mislead and do all that bullshit. Like, I'm very fucking front-facing, tell you what the fuck I want to do.
I mean, you've obviously hooked up with an ex. Any exes have any animosity towards you?
I mean, that's always one of those things where...
Yeah, like, that's a little...
It's like, yeah, I mean...
Are you talking about just
there's, like, there's just so... Like, with an ex, it's never, like, hate. It's so much love there that you're, like... This is something that people say. You can't love someone. You can't hate someone without loving them first, because love and hate are such a strong emotion.
Right.
If you're willing to hate someone, you have so much emotion for that person.
That's true.
So, like, no, I don't think my ex hates me. I don't hate my fucking ex at the end of the day. But it just didn't work out. Like, I understand life is fucking life. That's how I look at it.
So I'm in that cool spot where I'm pretty, like, I would say I'm 95% positive that none of my exes hate me.
That's good.
Which is cool, because, like, I don't do anything. It just doesn't end up working out. Like, I don't do anything crazy to, like, fuck anybody over.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool on my end.
I mean, because I remember one of my buddies was telling me that his ex texted him at 2 in the morning. And were there, Tim, when he was telling us that story. Where you... It was, like, a 2 o'clock in the morning text about, like, don't mention... Like...
I'm sorry. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah, it was crazy. Like,
nah, we were, bro. I don't even know what you...
We were doing... Yeah, no, that was, like, you were over here overhearing a conversation on the podcast.
Yes.
And then your ex texted you at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was like, I really appreciate you don't talk about me. But it's crazy because the podcast hadn't been released
yet. So we...
so wild.
So I don't know how that even happened. What about you? Has it ever happened something like that happened to you, bitch? The table has fucking turned.
My dog, Josh.
I'm gonna tell you that... I'm pretty cool with all my exes.
Are you?
Yeah, I have no animosity towards any of my exes.
Do they have any animosity towards you?
That's on them, though.
You know what? We'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, so we pretty much...
Yeah, I was about to say, no comment.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
There will be comments later. We're going to pretty much... We cleared that up. So we're going to go ahead and hop to another topic since we already cleaned that up. Our next topic and last topic before Truth or Drink is going to be... Which was actually my topic. I gave Bish a topic this week. I know, don't freak the fuck out.
And this isn't the last topic. We still got one before Truth or Drink. We switched it up.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'll just go to the one that we're supposed to go to. Actually, no, I'm going to go to this one first. And then we'll do the next one. So the topic that I came up with is, can you develop a new best friend of the opposite sex while you're already in a relationship?
For me, is going to be unless
Randy Jackson.
Unless the other person is involved in some way, then I would say no.
What do you mean involved with what?
So, like, let's just say I'll use you and Carrie for example, correct? Y'all two go out and, you know, you hang out with, you meet one of Forrest's new or Aline's new friends, correct? And y'all develop a friendship with a woman. Well, Carrie's there, so she knows, you know what I mean? It's not like, what are you shaking it? What do you mean? You saying it doesn't work, period?
100% no for me, dog.
So you're not friends with Marilia or anybody like that?
We're not. I'm talking about best friends, close. Like,
oh, you're talking about like
best friends.
Oh, that switches.
That's what I said, isn't it? No, I'm sorry. I think it was written in.
Now what if I said
it is best friends? You're right.
It is now, best friends. Right. Yeah.
Then I would say no.
I'm gonna throw a wrench. I'm gonna throw a wrench.
Let me get that wrench. What is it? Is it a 15, 10, 13?
It's like a 10 machine.
Hey man, just okay. Don't throw it hard.
Cool.
So yes. In the sense of this. What's the yes? In the sense of this, though.
Like, yes, they can?
Yes, they can.
Okay, go ahead.
If that individual is also my best friend. So, mm-hmm. like, you and Bish, your wife could be best friends with him. And that's fine, in my opinion. Because I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. They can bounce ideas. Like, my ex, right? You said for best friends. I had no problem. If they went out together, I didn't give two fucks.
After the fact? Or were they already best friends before?
I want my friends to be best friends with my girlfriend, my wife.
That's super cool. No, what I want to know is...
So they can go out together type
were
shit.
Were they already best friends or they became best friends after they you started dating?
They were
friends
before.
Okay, that doesn't count.
So Tim's just talking about developing a new...
Y'all both go out to the club.
Oh, no, because all dudes want to fuck girls and all girls want to fuck guys. So it's like, no, that's not... It's a simple no. Yeah, because we're so base fucking level as humans.
And I see where you were going, and I hope you see where I was going. And then you threw the best friend in there. Best friends that close? Nah, man, it can't happen.
Because
it just can't.
If he starts, or like, for instance, this has actually happened to me. A girl starts talking to me about their problems with this person, their boyfriend, whatever, right? And I'm like, I'm in this weird situation where, to be quite blunt, I want to fuck her, right? So it's in my best interest to shit on this kid that I don't even know, right?
Right.
I didn't do it because I've been on his side, so I've been where he sat. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to shit on him. I'm actually going to try to help this situation. Ended up working out. I'm not saying the girl wanted to fuck me. I'm just saying, in that situation, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, she has problems with her boyfriend? Maybe I can slither in. And girls love to not see that. They're like, well, we were friends, and I wanted to fuck you while we were friends. Like, yeah, we were friends, and what do we do now? Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's one of those weird things where it's unfortunate that you have to be so fucking negative.
My best friend is a female.
Oh.
Well, my best female friend. Let's not get into semantics. But anyways, I have a best friend that's a female. And we were best friends way before... Well, not... Yeah, we were best friends way before I got into this current relationship. So, like, I told... Stop shaking your fucking head, Bish.
I'm not.
I told my current girl, look, this is my best friend. It's nothing weird. You know, if it was going to be like that, it would have been like that. It's nothing weird. But I also think in my mind, like, unfortunately, since my best friend was grandfathered in and, like, it's cool, you can't go out and get a opposite sex best friend right now.
I was about to say, she was totally grandfathered in. That's totally different. I understand exactly what
that's
you're saying.
That's why I was asking that question. Was. Yeah.
This is why I struggle with relationships. Because you have to put the other individual first.
Always. And that's not even a question. It's not like me and my best friend currently want to fuck each other or anything. It's nothing like that.
But don't you feel like you miss... And I'm not saying relationships are bad. I was in one for fucking 8 years. But I will say... I missed out on shit. I missed out on talking to these... Like, certain females I've talked to that I didn't even fuck with. I didn't even have sex.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a good example. Like, I was literally in a relationship all throughout my high school life. Except for, like, 3 months. So...
Real quick, if we have any high schoolers listening, don't date anybody while you're in high school. Like, Go hard. Don't date anybody in high school.
Like, it worked out... I mean, obviously we're not together, but I'm like, we're still...
It didn't work out.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, obviously it didn't, bitch. Anyways.
Hold on. All right, now I'm going to go at your shit. Go ahead. We got one more topic before I come at your shit.
You didn't even make sense, though. Like, I don't understand where you were going. All I was saying was, obviously it didn't work out, but I don't know if I would totally take it back either.
I wouldn't take back
I'm not saying taking it back. I'm saying... Just rid yourself of the whole situation, period, and just explore as much as you can.
With that, you know, being in that relationship, like, we didn't, it was always just us two. Like, we never, like, went to any parties. We never did any of the things that high school kids do, you know
what
I mean?
We're taking a shot.
I think for me personally, though, like, I look back on it, and it kept me like my eye on the prize type shit, where I wasn't worried. Like, as men, and maybe y'all would disagree, maybe it's just me, when I'm focused on getting vagina, I'm not focused on the right shit. I'm not making the right moves. I'm not looking at my bank account. I'm spending bread. I'm buying shit I don't really need. I'm trying to flex. Like, when I was in a relationship, like, I didn't do any of that shit. So, like, my bank account was fat. I bought a house at 19. Like, I had a good ass job. None of that would have happened if I was not in a relationship in high school.
Yeah.
Because I would have.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, I would have ended up coming out, trying to flex for people.
With a lot of things, I mean, or anything, it has its pros and cons. Yes, for sure.
Big time.
I don't regret any of it because it was, I think, my sophomore year, Carrie's freshman year. The first time I ever saw this chick, and I'm sure I've stated this on the podcast before, but some super cool shit. The first time I ever saw her, she was walking down the hallway with her boyfriend. You went to Thomas Dale.
Yeah.
She was walking from the, like, what is it? The theater kids, that room right there in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Walking down towards the commons.
Okay.
I saw her walking with her boyfriend, and I was like, I was with my boy Bobby, one of my best friends. I looked at him, and I was like, dude, that's going to be my girlfriend one day. Didn't know her name. Never seen this chick before in my life.
That's dope.
Nothing.
That's dope.
Nothing. We have a kid together now. We live together. We have a house together, and everything's cool.
That's
so
awesome.
I won't say definitely don't date, but also there was tons of ups and downs with it. So, like, go ahead and have fun, and then if it works out later on.
And that was the hard part for me because, obviously, until the end, it was really, like, that was probably the relationship where we didn't have any problems. Like, it was all,
except for,
like,
the fact that you didn't hang out with your boys
in high school.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it's not a guess thing. I know, because I was one of your boys. And I hung out with the rest of your boys while y'all didn't hang out with us.
I mean,
or while you didn't hang out with us.
That's what I'm saying. It has its pros and cons. Like, when I said it was just us two, it was literally just us two.
That's a good topic right there, and that's another reason why I am very adamant on the fact that the girl that I talk to or end up marrying has to fuck with my homies as much as she fucks with me, because,
and
bro, and
it's different.
You have
now
to hang,
I mean,
out
I
with
brought
them.
My ex around. You know my friends.
But you know me more than any... Well, not more than anybody. You know me extremely well. And if you date me, you're not fucking my friends or anything, but you
date
have
my friends.
To,
yeah.
You have to be down my friends. If we go on a date, one of my friends might show up. I know it sucks. I'm sorry. I'll give you all the time you want eventually.
Yeah.
But guess what? If we go to hang out somewhere, say we're going to King's Dominion or somewhere, my boys are coming.
I
so
agree,
you've got to get along with them, or you've got to like them, or you've got to be able to tolerate them.
I got a small family, so my fucking boys are my family.
So, yeah,
to me.
I mean, it's literally the same with us, too. I mean, we're all close. It's like a group of five of us. Like, we're all super
and when
gross,
we get
so.
Down, everybody comes together. Carrie's right in the mix. You can talk shit to Carrie. Carrie will give it right back to you.
I think
you got to be like that.
Yeah, that's the reason I like Carrie so much, because it's not like I don't look at her as like, I mean, I do. Like, is your you know, future wife or your girlfriend right now, or,
right,
you know, however, you know, whatever happens in the future, baby mama. I look at her as one of the crew because she can kick it with us.
Yeah.
She can, like, talk shit back to us.
And like you said, I would have no problem, maybe a little problem, but, like, if Bish and Carrie went and did something, I wouldn't expect anything weird on it. I would be pissed because I'm not there.
Yeah.
But not, like, no weird shit. Like, I would trust him. I would trust Bobby. I would trust Shaq. I would trust Hatch. Like,
but see,
she's part of the crew now.
And then again, but in that situation, for me, unless it was we were doing something for Tim or maybe Tim Jr. or, you know, something like that that needed to be done, I don't know if I would even put myself, just because
of me. Because
that's
how we're built, though. That's how our squad is built, though.
And maybe that's a flaw in my squad is, like, I can say right now, there's been times where I've hit up my best friend's girlfriend and been like, yo, what are you doing? And, like, maybe we'll fucking go get coffee or some shit. But, like, to me, like, when that's, like, when my boy is fucking you, like, you're a dude. Like, I don't even look at.
Right.
Like, if my boy tried to show me his girl's news, I'm like, nah, though, I don't even want to see that
and
shit.
And I respect
bro.
That
like,
so much because I'm the same
way. I don't
way, like,
even look at this individual as
you,
a sexual figure.
You are no longer.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't
want
to make this a sexist thing, and it's weird, but I don't. I don't look at you as a female anymore. You're one of the bros. Like, I would never do anything to try to, like, make shit weird.
Yeah,
or, like,
I want you to be my friend type shit.
Yeah, like, we're all cool now, and it's nothing.
This is good, actually. I'm sorry I have to bring this up.
No, you got it.
So, you know how you, like, on Instagram you see something and you DM it to people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I DM'd this on accident to my boy's girlfriend. This exact thing right here, I'm about to read it out to you. This is terrible. Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Give me
you
got to
be careful because that shit's easier said than, you know, that can easily be done.
I called him. I'm like, yo, I'm going to tell you, this is what I DM'd her. She played it off. I DM'd my best friend's girlfriend this.
Who's your best friend?
Corey. Good pussy is one thing, but damn, sis, you a nectrician too. I DM'd it to her and she responds, ha ha ha, I saw this TikTok earlier and the girl reminded me of you. Like, she's like, let me get the fuck off this topic.
You got some explaining to do.
So I'm like, I did not mean to send this to you. Instantly call her, instantly call Corey.
Never mind. I have something to tell you after the podcast.
Nah, drop it.
Nah. I'll tell you after the podcast. So let's go ahead and jump on to
ask him during the last topic.
It's not going to happen. Let's go ahead and jump into the last topic before Truth or Drink. And that is going to be the biggest life lessons, you know, that we've learned maybe earlier or even here recently that is going to stick with us, you know, moving forward. So, Josh, this was your topic. You want to start off with this?
I would say...
Yeah, let's skip one. Recent
for me, like, just live in the moment. Because, bro... the fuck, it doesn't really, nothing matters. Then I hate to say that, it sounds super cliche, but it really doesn't. Like, you could, COVID's all big, this is all big, everything's going on, but you could literally pull out of your driveway and fucking get
T-boned. Yeah, and die, so.
And this one thing I'm trying to, like, really dial in more, I guess, is just like being more just present in the fucking moment, more content with what's going on now, not like wishing days away type shit.
Right. So, bitch, I got it. If you want it, you got it.
I guess kind of the same thing as what Josh said. For me, it would be overthinking things. And I think I brought overthinking up on the last podcast.
Tons of times.
Yeah, tons of times. I mean, it's something that I've definitely battled with. And
what was that post you posted? And then I tagged you in it that even though you posted it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you realized you did that at first.
No, I did it on purpose.
Now I know. What was it?
Overthinking, why are you looking? Overthinking is big, though. Because, dude, that shit will fuck you.
It creates problems that aren't even there.
Yeah. Listen to the last. Was it the last or the one before that where I explained that?
The last one. So I reposted something.
Yes, it was with Keith.
And this is something else that I'm learning, too, is I reposted something that said, stop doing shit because your ass has a good heart and start doing what the fuck is best for you. And I think that's something that I'm really starting to learn,
man.
That's
a good one.
We went over this last podcast.
And I've never been a type of person to put other, you know, myself first before other people. Like, even if they, like, do me wrong or treat me wrong or anything like that, I still, like, am super nice to them. Like,
yeah,
you know, something that we talked about before
you
the podcast.
Absolutely,
like,
fucking have to. Yeah. It's not even
an option. And that's something I'm learning. Like, bro, like, you have to put yourself, like, you have to. Like, and I'm literally learning that, like, right now.
Something I
right
literally live by, like, I since I was super fucking young.
Fuck bitches, get money?
That's always a thing. But I'm like, look, if I got five, this is just for my head to understand it. If I got $5 and anyone, I don't give a fuck if you're my mom, if anyone's willing to ask for three of those dollars, I don't fucking want to, no, fuck that. I don't want you in my life. Because I'll give you two, I'll give you $1, I'll give you $2. But I'm not giving you three because that's more than half of what I have. And if you're willing to take that from me, you're not good in my life.
Okay.
Why are you willing to take more than half of what I have to make yourself better? You're willing to have more than me because you need it. But what about me? If you're willing to take three out of my five, fuck you.
I fucking love that.
That's how I look at it.
And the reason I said what I said is because me and my boy Bobby, when we lived together, if I had $5, he had $2.50. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. More than half.
Fuck
you're fucking
you.
Up.
Yeah, because you're not thinking of me. And why am I thinking of you so heavily that I'll give you three? And some people will ask for five. Some people, I got five, but let me get that five. And them people, straight fucking leeches. And I don't care what happens
to them. Kick
them
out ASAP. Yeah. But what you said is very important.
That's how I try to live by that shit.
And
like,
do. And Bish, listen up. Are you listening?
No, I got my hearing aids in. Josh, what the fuck are you talking about?
Repeat that.
I call it the 3 to 5 rule. Look, if you're asking for 3 of my 5, dog, I can't have you. I fuck with you. You're cool. You're cool people, but I can't have you. No, around.
And I 100% respect that.
What'd you say before cool people?
No, and Bish was taking notes. No, but I completely respect that because of exactly what you said. So I'm not even going to elaborate on it. But like me and Bobby did, if I got 5, you can get half. Yeah. I got you. You're my boy. We split everything half. If he has $5, I got 250. I know that's straight.
That's important. So
it was super cool that way. But if you, it's really cool because I never thought about it that way. If you're willing to take more, then you're kind of a piece of shit. So
no,
I like
you
that.
Are.
And I never thought about it that way. So that's good that you mentioned that.
It's because it's like people are so willing to be like, oh my God, you're not going to give me that. But it's like, oh my God, you're going to take that? Like,
oh my God, you can't get that? And
Bro,
pass it on to me?
It's weird. It's a weird thought process between people. Like, it's like a very, like, I want it now. We're in a very I want it now. Amazon Prime.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking same day shipping, right? So it's like, I want this now. I need this now. Bring it to me now. We don't understand when someone's like, hey, I just can't do that. Or I don't want to do that. I have every right to do it. I have every means to do it. I just don't really want to do that for you. Doesn't mean I don't like you or I don't got love for you. But yeah. It just means maybe I work for that shit and I don't really want to give it to you.
Like,
type
man,
shit.
I'm just learning, like, you know, not everybody is a good person. Like, no matter how, you know, for me, I have to get out of the mindset of even, you know, I can't force people to, you know, want to, I guess, be in my life or, you know, treat me the way that I treat them. Because it's not always going to be like that.
No, it's not.
People aren't going to treat you the way that you treat them. And you can't let that affect you mentally. But you have to have the self-discipline to cut those people out of your life. And,
big
you
facts.
Know, I have a hard problem doing that, especially when I look at things and I treated somebody like straight gold. And, like, for some reason, which I don't even know, they just want to treat me like trash. So
one thing my boy told me like fairly recent was like, even if you treat someone like you said, treat someone like gold and they treat you like trash, it's one of those things where like it definitely hurts everybody. But like once you realize that that person lost something way more than what you've lost, it's like, okay, I'm not like. Like the battle in the war type scenario.
Yeah.
You won the battle. This person wins the war. It's like, all right, you might have fucked me there, right? But you're not like, you just lost something so much bigger. Like, you might have got me for $40.
Yeah.
But I was willing to die for you type
shit. Extremely.
And something that I'm trying to, like, even, it's just hard. It's hard, though. It really is. Like, you really got to be in that mindset and learn that because, I mean, like, even. You know, I can have Tim tell me something that person wasn't good for me, or I can have my sister tell me that, or my dad, or anybody tell
I'm
me
that.
I'm
glad you put me in that category, though. That's an important category. No, your sister and your dad, as far as information, advice.
It's just true, man. And no matter who tells you, you got to be the one responsible for your feelings and your responsibility. You're responsible for your happiness.
Yes.
Straight up.
Big
right.
time.
And, all right. I love the fact that this is brought up because it specifically relates to you, Bish. Bro, it is so important that you take care of yourself first because you need to be all of you, not like a projection of you for what this person wants to perceive you as or what you want to be perceived as. Dog, you have to do you, be 100% you, and once you do that, dude, it's limitless on what you can achieve, what girls you can pick up. Like I was telling Josh earlier, there's nobody out of your league once you're fully in tune of what you deserve and you know you.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's limitless. Like there's you can't be not good enough for anybody. Maybe they might not be good enough for you. It doesn't matter. It could be a fucking model. It could be anybody.
Big folks.
Once you know yourself and you're comfortable with yourself, you deserve exactly what you deserve. And, so there's no limits on it, bro.
And the older
that's
I've gotten,
good, that's a good
like
ass
if you're
point.
Speaking, if you're we're talking relationship wise, like if the older I've gotten, I look for different things in a significant other.
But bro, it's so easy to. Get
somebody
that
you want.
I know
what you mean, though. I know what you mean.
It's so easy to get somebody that you want if you're extremely comfortable with yourself.
I've heard a statement that says, have a relationship with, this is like some corny shit, but like, have a relationship with yourself first and then develop your relationship with someone
else. Yeah, I mean, I guess that kind of falls in the...
But it's so important.
I mean, it is. It falls in the, the standard of you got to love yourself first before anybody
else. That's a hard one to do, too. Loving that shit is fucking... That shit is super cliche, but for me it is.
Everybody's different, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but it shouldn't be because once you get to know you to like the full
extent... But what if you don't like you?
That's cap.
Like, no, that's not cap at all. Like, there's a lot of things about myself that I genuinely do not like.
You got to find the positive,
and it's not looks. No. These are.
I'm not talking about off top. I'm talking about personality. I can sit here.
Yeah. I'm talking about personality shit, bro.
Josh, I would fuck you.
Hold on, time out. You're like, so like, are you dead ass, dog? Because I ain't had pussy in a minute, dog, and you're looking a little ripe.
I'll fuck with you, but no, dude. If you're comfortable with yourself, and it's. I've had this problem for a long time, but I actually got to the bottom of it early.
That's good.
Dude.
And congrats for that shit. Real shit.
Dude, if, like, all right, I like making people laugh. If whatever you like to do, if you're completely comfortable with it and you're not hurting anybody's feelings and you're, like, cool with it, like, that's you, you can thrive in that moment of being you. So it.
That's like, what I'm trying to find. I definitely agree with that statement wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and that's another thing is I've gotten older. I'm not saying looks don't matter, but I can guarantee you that's probably not in my top three of what I look for in somebody else.
Now. Yeah, I'm gonna be real. I can't go there.
What you're about to say?
No,
you give two shits.
No, I was not gonna say that.
I gotta be physically attracted.
I have to be physically attracted.
But then again, there's been people I've taken girls out on dates that I thought, like you said before, they were way out of your league. But I'm like,
they suck, bro.
It's been what? And there's been girls that I've like, you know what? I'm not doing anything tonight, so yeah, I'll go out with you. That it's probably like around a six and a half.
And you had so much fun.
Bro, so much fun, which in their personality, we would
click. But you know what that difference is? I'll give you that difference right now. The COVID. The difference is how comfortable you are with yourself. If you would give yourself and how you act around that person who's a six to the person you think that's a 12... You would kill it the same amount of times. It's you being so afraid or shy to express yourself.
But then that person who's a 12 could have a shitty personality.
Yeah, bro, because I'll say what the fuck's on my chest regardless of your fucking looks.
I don't conform
to anyone when it comes to that.
I fucking love that.
Same sense, though, because I'll tell you this much. You're a lot like Yousef, bish. You're very similar to Yousef, and me and you fall more in a line. Me and Tim fall more in a line. So, because I tell a lot of shit to Yousef, it's the same shit Tim is saying. But what I'll say is what I struggle with is not – I come off as a fucking cock to a lot of people, and I'm not as likable as Yousef. So Yousef has a lot more doors open to him because he is more – giving to people. He is more willing to conform. He is
accommodating.
He's more structured to what people want. And it works for him. It does work for him. And sometimes I'll say he has more broad relationships. Like he could probably hit up 100 people. I could only hit up 5. And those 5 for me are more close. But I do sometimes envy the fact that he can go into any room.
So what you got is just polishing. Polishing what you do. So like,
I don't know if I want to change. I don't know if I want to conform.
You don't need to change, but like,
I would have to be doing what he's doing.
No. You don't want 100 chicks. Maybe you get 15 chicks, which is fine.
Well, I'm not talking about pussy's not a problem.
I'm talking about more like life shaking hands type shit.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying pussy, but I'm saying as far as being more accommodating to different people.
Facts. That's the one.
So what I'm saying is, don't change you, but maybe don't come off as harshly because people might not.
Struggle with facts.
Yeah, but people might not get you right away.
Yep.
So you might have to come off a little bit soft, like tone it down just a little bit. And I'm not saying change you, but like tone it down a little bit till they understand your personality. Because if you come out hard, like just straight up you, which isn't a problem, but some people can't take that. So if you just come off a little bit, pull it just like a tiny bit back.
Yeah.
And then once you get to that, like, straight up me,
this
like,
is who I am type shit.
It's fucking hilarious. I love this. He's not being a dick. It's just the way he is.
Facts.
But you need them to understand that before you can just come out full blast and be like, saying,
this is, yeah. Yeah, right. That's a happy medium.
Right. Happy so dude, medium. You got to pull back to let
and
them.
And I'm trying to find
in.
That. Definitely. Yeah.
And dude, it's easy. You can do it, dude. You're a likable guy.
With time, it will definitely happen. And I've worked on it. I've gotten better at it. But it's one of those things where, like, it's funny. It's good to be around different people. That's what I'll say.
Right.
It's
and I've known you for a long time, but not really knowing you. Because we established that once I saw your face, I was like, oh, shit. I know this dude.
Yeah.
Like, I hung out with him probably in 9th or 10th grade.
Facts.
But, like, it's the difference between being seen as a straight-up dick to being... This is a sense of humor, and he's fucking hilarious. But you have to break that barrier with people before you just come out as a straight ass.
Yeah,
dude.
So sarcastic. I don't know how Yusef is when it comes to this. You're a lot closer to him than I am, but we do similar. Like, you know, we are, you know, one and the same. Like, I see that.
Very true.
And maybe you can answer this, but my problem with me is I kind of let people walk all over me. I don't know if he's
vicious
the same
soft.
Way.
Yeah, it's just soft as fuck.
You know, because I always just want to please people. You know, I want to make people happy. Like, I've always been that way.
So
that's why I said when I'm learning to do what I got to do to make myself happy, even if that makes me, like Tim said last week, a little asshole sometimes. A little asshole in me. I feel like everybody's got to have that in them, or you're going
to
let people
don't
walk all
have
over
to
you.
Be an asshole. I think you just have to be. This is just my opinion. I think you just have to be aware of the thing I was saying, 3 and 5. Like, if someone's asking for that, then you just, like, you go about it your way. Like, hey man, like, just not fucking with that. Like,
see, but me, I would be like, I know, I would have that mindset. Like,
you
said,
can have the 3.
I would be like, yeah, you can have the 3, bro.
Okay, so then, yeah, you don't respect yourself. That's what that is.
That's what I'm saying.
You got it. Yeah, you got
it. That right now.
And I think. Just for my sake on like just from who I am to talking to you, bro, you're fucking super cool ass person. And honestly, I feel like people love people that are weak and love to try to take advantage of those people. And when Yusef has actually gotten a lot better. He was very bad when we were in high school about letting people take advantage of him.
Yeah.
And then he kind of got, like, on his, like, fuck you type shit. Like, no one's doing it. Like,
that's what Tim said. I need to get on my fuck you type shit.
But that didn't work for him.
It's not even that, but go ahead,
Josh. It didn't work for him, really.
I got something to say.
It didn't work for him as well, really. And I feel like recently, maybe I'm speaking for him, and maybe he wouldn't like this, but I feel like recently he's gotten to a really good balance. Like, Yusef is the most likable individual
I could agree
know.
With that, yeah, for sure.
I don't know anyone.
I really fucking like Yusef.
Yeah, he's super, and I'm blessed to have him as a friend because I'm not, like, and if you ask around, I'm not as likable as him. So I get to, like, kind of piggyback off of his likableness and still be a cock on the back end. So for me, I'm lucky. He does have to carry, like, the more you roll, honestly. But, I mean, Yusef would be better to talk about this with because he's found a very good balance of, like, not letting motherfuckers walk all over him.
That goes back to what exactly I just explained. Comfortability with yourself, if that's even a fucking word, with yourself.
I feel like it is.
Because once you're comfortable with yourself, it doesn't matter how you treat people because you know that you didn't do them wrong. You didn't just go outright and fucking disrespect them
Facts.
And call them dirty
that's
names.
True.
If you're comfortable with yourself, you know that it's your type of humor. You try to project it to them. You went soft at first, and then you just explain with jokes and, like, without explaining how your comedy is, how your lifestyle is, what you expect. You can do all that without really having the fucking conversation.
Yeah. No, I agree. I probably just... And I definitely, very recently, have worked on it. I just have... Between all of us, I just have fucking anger, dude. And, like, if I don't fucking like some shit, I'm gonna say I don't fucking like that shit. Like, I'm gonna make sure you know I'm not fucking with that shit. And sometimes... It's better to just let shit rock. Like, it's better just to let shit slide.
Dude, I've learned. That's been a big life lesson.
I'm just learning that at 24.
Now, that there's an extreme balance. And honestly,
that's
I'm
hard,
not saying
though.
I'm 27. And I'm not trying to... I think I basically had the same fucking conversation last podcast. I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody or I know more than
bro,
anybody.
You're just speaking knowledge.
But at 24, you're at that prime time where you just need to figure things out. And some things are... This is corny as fuck, but some things are better left unsaid. So, like, you don't have to speak on everything that pisses you off. Matter of fact, yep. And swallow the biggest, it, eat that shit, and just keep it moving. Because
one of the biggest things I've learned in a relationship, and me and, you know, one of my exes, we're really good friends now, that we've talked about this, and it hits with not even just relationships, you know, between man and female, just relationships in life, period, or situations in life, is to pick your fucking battles.
Bro, that's huge.
Your battles.
Yeah.
You know, let, like, y'all, basically what y'all said is just let things, some things just need to be
unsaid. It's that ego, unsaid. Man.
But it's
that
ego. It's really hard to learn without being through the situation. So, like,
yeah, I mean, absolutely.
When I got back with Carrie, it was extremely hard to know that, like, to pick what you're going to go through. But sometimes I'm just like,
Carrie's been good for you, though. For
she's
sure.
Awesome. She's awesome.
I'm talking about for you as a person. Like, I've seen you mature like crazy since you've been back with her.
Right, right. Because Putang's not on my mind all the time.
So I'm going to throw a little curveball. Have y'all ever done shrooms?
No.
No, I haven't, bro.
And it's because I'm scared.
Dude. Look,
I'm scared.
I'm not here to
sell
anyone, right? But all I'm going to say to you guys is, I was the kid, like, I didn't smoke weed till I was 20. I didn't get drunk till I was, like, 21. I don't do, like, that kind of shit. I'm not, like, your standard, like, go fucking try acid, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
Joe,
bro,
Rogan coming to you live.
The shroom, like, I did shrooms, and I actually had a bad trip my second time. And, like, I went, like, this shit was dark as fuck.
That's what I'm terrified of.
But I grew so much as a person through that, like, nothing in my life. I've been through some traumatic shit. Everyone has, right?
Yeah.
Nothing in my life made me grow that much. And, like, I personally think everyone should try it once because it's so, like, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's it's so, like, out of this world type experience almost. I don't know. I think if you're open to the thought of it.
It's great content, by the way.
It's real. Like, it's
hey. We're going to go ahead and jump into our last topic, and that is Truth or Drink, a.k.a. Plead the Fifth. Josh, we made it, man. We made it to the end of the podcast.
Made it to the end.
So I think we should do you first or guest first. I'm thinking you first.
I'm okay. Felt like I've been first the last two times, but that's fine. Go
no,
ahead.
No, because the time before that, I was first, and y'all fucked up doing that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. All right, I'll be first.
Okay, so Josh, you got a question for him?
Oh, I'm going at you?
Yeah.
All right. Name the most, first and last name, the most unattractive female that you've ever hooked up with.
As of right now, I'm going to go ahead and pour the shot.
Wow.
Ann Rader.
Oh, that's hard.
Man, I really want to answer this, though.
That is hard.
Listen to this, and he names her. I want you to go at her with a fucking one rating.
So hold on. Let's add the caveat that you said. What are we gonna do if we don't answer?
But what if we? All right, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You gotta.
I just want to hear the caveat.
Right. No, it's just gonna be a promo video for the It Is What It Is podcast. And if I don't answer it, then I'll do a promo. And our promo video, I'll get Matt Durr involved. It'll be pretty fucking, like, you need
either
to watch
way.
This.
I want one of y'all's promo videos for Uncensored.
So. Yeah, like maybe we're butt ass naked and it's just covered up. And it's like Uncensored podcast.
Boom. I'll do it, dude. Yeah, all right, I'll
so
do it.
If we both bitch out, like if you bitch out on one of your questions and we bitch out on one of our questions,
yeah.
Then we both got to make some type of promo video.
Correct.
Right. I love it.
Because I'm sorry, Tim. I'm bitching out.
No. Just so you know, ambitious taking a shot like a grown man, but it's coming to you soon. We are going to do a Uncensored/ It Is What It Is podcast. We're going to do a collab.
Yeah, we're going to make it work. Over. We're going to make
one
it
day.
Work.
Definitely. We got to get the details finalized.
We're going to make that shit work.
And as far as t-shirts, they're coming soon. I apologize if you already paid for a t-shirt, but they're coming.
All right, Tim, what you got for me, bro?
What do I have for Michael Bish? Okay. All right, so out of all your exes, because that's where I just usually go.
Yeah, it's either that or families. But it's cool, bro.
Currently, who do you miss the most out of your exes? I need a name, first name and last name.
Oh, that's easy. That's Miranda Gonzalez, easily.
Miranda, out of L.A.?
Yep, and that's the reason, because we are close. Like, we FaceTime all the time, so
that's dope.
It's not like I get to chill with her.
Can I ask a second question? Because last week we asked the second question.
Well, yeah. Well, no, you don't get asked the second question.
It's a part two, though. It's a part two of the question.
No, there is no part two. You got to name that to begin with. But I still, I still have to be asked one more question. So.
No, but you. I got a second question.
All right.
Is Miranda the reason that you went to L.A. both your trips?
No, actually, no.
God. That's cap.
So I swear to God.
I'm going
to
take a shot. Bitch, you're going to take a shot because he's full of shit.
I'm not lying.
He's full of feces, Miranda.
Well, my first time to L.A., I didn't see her. So how would that make sense? Second
that
time.
That wasn't because of your own choosing.
Yeah, it was. I was in a relationship. I went to an Eagles game my first time out in L.A. That's why I went to L.A., which I'm not going to bring up because that's the when Carson went towards ACL. But that's a good way to try to end it. If you would have said the second time,
you could cut it. With
I still would have said no because me and Shaq wanted to go to L.A. and Alex.
Hey, but we anybody, didn't. If you fight. Could, if you could put in the comments a laxative because Bish is full of shit. Just
hey man, say what you want. Comments. I'm being truthful, so what's
I'll
up?
Take my shot.
Right. Take it. So next person on the hot seat is going to be. You want to go, you or Josh? All right, we're gonna go Josh on the hot seat.
They Tim. Can't. They can't break me, guys. I swear.
You got a question for him?
I'll come over with it. Matt, you said
they will never break me. You know, no one's ever broke me, Youssef. Watch how fast it says.
Explain the situation of your worst sexual experience by what happened and name that person first and last name.
So if I don't know their name, I can't use that one. No. I genuinely don't know
it
their name.
It has to be a first.
No, you got
to
know
your
name.
You're, all right, let me rephrase that then. Your worst sexual experience with the person that you remember with their first and last name.
Damn, see, like, and I'm not pausing here because I'm thinking of, like,
we're good.
This is
we got time.
This is so bad, bro. I like, yikes.
Dude, I get so much shit because they say I'm trying to avoid questions.
No, it's
but
the
I
problem
have
I
answer.
Have here is I don't know the like. There's only two stories I'm genuinely thinking of, and I don't know either their first or last name.
You remind me of Tim Sam right there.
So what I'll say is if I had my Tinder, you guys can see this. I am not logged in. I've deactivated it. I'd be able to look at these girls' names and I could tell you, oh, Rebecca. Fuck. What is
it? I gotta have a last name. If not, I get another question.
All right, give me two seconds. I got you. I'm capping here.
And it'll take him 4 seconds to log into
the
name.
Give me another question.
I agree with that.
How about you ask while I think? Because that was my question.
Okay. The worst sexual experience that you ever had, first and last name.
That's what that just was, wasn't that?
No.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what it was.
I thought you said best.
No. I said worst.
Best right. would have been easy.
Yeah, I was about to say it. All right, so I got one for you. If you
followed up with the same one, I'm like,
that's
fuck.
Cool. That's cool because we're going to be worse
Tim
for you.
Tim is sauce right now.
All
right.
A little bit. Yeah.
All right, so Josh, if you could have sex with any of your best friend's exes, who would it be? First and last name.
Foe. Will Eskew, Morgan Perez. I would fuck her. Yeah, she's beautiful.
So, the bottle of Crown Apple is right here, bitch.
Done.
I'm gonna go ahead and pour that shot.
that was way easy.
Okay, so
I'm kind of pissed about that.
I'm gonna make this a little bit different. You'll probably answer it. It's kind of easy to get it out on this, but
that was a cop out, by the way.
Fuck. I want to make something so that you don't answer, but it's. I feel like you're the type of guy who will answer this question.
I got a follow-up question.
I got a question, but...
Y'all can ask me each three, but I'm coming back at y'all. Just
matter of
so
fact, we're
going
to give him four questions. Let's give him four.
Right,
I was about
it.
To say, four is only fair because you have a double shot here.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay.
So it's never been a four question. We're going to do our first four question, but for now, I'm going to ask my first question, then you got another question, I got another question.
Yep.
All right, so the question is going to be, out of all your guy friends, if you rolled that way, who would you fuck?
Oh man, I'd fuck all of them. Yeah, they're all hot. Like,
yeah, but I need one.
God, that's fucking weird.
I need one first and last name, and you need to choose one.
If I'm fucking one of my guy friends, I'm picking the ugliest one because he probably hasn't gotten any pussy.
Okay.
That's kind of easy, too.
Yeah,
I know, dude.
I'm going to go with... Dude, this is a good one. Because I feel like whoever I say here, that's so weird. Because I'm thinking I should have just spit a name yeah. out. I should have just said a name. Because now I'm like, close my...
Hold on.
You can take a shot.
He's like, Yousef. I fuck Yousef. There we go. That's the best answer for me. Okay. Out of that. That's the safest answer.
I just have in my mind that you said that I remind you of Yousef. Now I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable.
Me and Tim have been rubbing legs over here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I rubbed his leg a little bit.
I'm going to get really... I'm gonna get really specific with what I'm about to ask you.
Fucking A.
It's kind of what I just asked you, which I should have been should have had more detail on what I asked you before, but it's gonna be the same way. Okay?
Oh, you're between, gonna break this between, down to
between
oh, this is all right.
Between Yousef, Matt, and Corey.
You fucked up, Matt.
What?
You fucked up on this one. I don't know Matt's old ex, so I'm fucking her. I'm fucking the brains out of her.
Hold on, you didn't even... Nah, that's not where I was going. Between Corey and Yousef, which one of their exes are you fucking?
Between Corey and Yousef, which one of their exes would I fuck? I would fuck Yousef's ex because he cares the least.
Which you're wrong, actually.
No,
and
he would...
I know Yousef, so I agree. You know him so bad.
No, I agree, but what I'm saying is, this is like my life's on the line for this question, right? And both of them are bent over, right? Yeah, I'm fucking Yousef's girlfriend. Because he would love me enough. He loves me enough to know, hey, that was my dog's life on the line.
Yeah, but I think he cares the most, actually.
Negative, Ghost Commander.
Which I would flip.
No, see, and this is...
Corey seems pretty happy. He's like, he's the one who doesn't care.
Yeah, but I hate that bitch. So for me, it's like... That's where I'm going. How about this? I'll fuck both of them. How about this?
Yo.
If it's there for me, and then my boys aren't going to care. I mean, they're all for it.
Tim, I hope you have a question, bro. Because it looks like we're making a promo video.
How about this? Fuck that. Tim, you come into the crib, right?
Mm-hmm.
And...
Hold on. You better
save this.
Save it when he's on the hot seat.
You better save this.
We gotta ask him. All right. So, what you got for him, Tim?
See, you can't break me. I'm fucking steel.
All right. So, your last ex, I need her last or her first and last name. And did she take it in the butt?
Isabella Nato, no. Boom. No, she never did. Yeah. I will say... The wrong hole thing happened, and
that happens to the best of us,
dude. That I felt so bad, fucking blacked out. I'm not even packing, dog. So,
looks like we're making a promo video.
Tim. Yeah, that Tim was like, "I'm gonna get him." All right, so Tim, I'm on your ass now.
Okay, so it's my turn to be on hot seat.
This is gonna be difficult. All right, so you walk in to do the podcast, right? And you get here, and Bish is like, bro, I got blue balls. I need to beat off. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you either helping him, or are you going to give him access to your phone, which means your girlfriend's pictures, to help him? Which way? Are you going to help him with your hand, or are you going to give him your phone?
Pictures.
Bro! I don't even know how to feel about that.
Pictures. He said it so... Pictures.
Immediately.
But what about that one time when you... Never mind.
Oh, pictures. Hold up. Did he give you a sandpaper hand job?
it's just a joke. No.
All right, fair enough. He answered that like a fucking good, Tim? Savage.
Tim, like you about to pass out.
Tim, you're not driving.
I'm super straight.
Tim's like the drunk girl at the bar when you come in. She's like, where's my friends? I haven't seen them.
All right, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. My question for you would be if... all right. You have 3 kids, right?
Holy fuck.
If you could only save one of them, who would it be?
Junior.
I'm sorry. Speaking to the mic because you're way off.
Junior. Why? Tim Sam Jr.
Okay.
Yo, you actually have 3 kids? And you have to save one of them.
He has two stepkids, pretty much. And
you're... Wow. You know what you should have said there?
What?
All of them. Nope. I'm a dad.
Nope.
Start crying.
Tim, I need you to speak into the mic, big dog.
Nope. Nope. Junior.
My man is sauce, man.
100% Junior.
I hope his kids don't listen.
Hey, do you have another question for this, for him?
He seems like he's ready to answer about anything.
Right? Not even about anything you throw at me.
All right, so it's Freaky Friday. Your mom and your girlfriend, switch bodies, right? So the only way to get them back is you have to fuck either your mom with your girlfriend's conscience or your girlfriend with your mom's conscience.
Shout out to the Is What It Is podcast.
What are you doing? That.
Whichever way brings you back to my girl.
No, you have to fuck one.
Yeah.
You have to fuck one. Are you fucking your mom? Or are you fucking your... You're fucking your mother.
All up in it.
What? There were options here, but he said, fuck it, I'm fucking my mom.
All up in it.
Wow.
All right, well, I'll be surprised if this is topped at the fucking...
Hey, man, this has been great-ass content.
I appreciate y'all.
Good-ass podcast. It's always good. We've had two It Is What It Is guests on. We got to make it three. We got to get Matt on here.
He's sign him up. I know he would love to come on here.
We appreciate you coming out, though, bro.
Thank you, man. I had a blast.
Yeah, man. We hope... Make sure y'all look out for the Is What It Is Uncensored podcast crossover in the near future. Tim, you have any closing remarks before you fall asleep?
I'm super good.
You're what?
Super good.
Dude, I had a blast. Thank you, y'all.
Yeah, man, no problem. You want to give out your socials? Is what it is. Anything you want to say, Josh, before we sign off?
Man, just keep listening to the Uncensored podcast. These boys got something here. Appreciate y'all.
Dog, you just spilled a full shot.
That's not true. Tim is at full later mode.
We got to go, man. Shout out to everybody listening to the podcast. Uncensored podcast, episode 5. See y'all later. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks on the phone, up, and she still chasing. The money in the way for what they got to say. I throw